J. Michaels has been a consumer, lover, and breeder of marijuana for more than 45 years. Over the past decade, he's been focused on maximizing the similarities between carefully cultivated cannabis and Sonoma County's other dominant agricultural product.
We were able to take Afghan Kush and some of the other varieties of marijuana that are grown in Northern California, and after experimenting and growing them and breeding them over a period of about 10 years, 7 years here in Sonoma, we were able to mimic the look, smell, and taste of wine.
And not just generically.
We have a Merlot, a Cuvée, a Syrah, Cabernet, and a Champagne. The Champagne is actually not purple, it's a pink. The different varieties come from completely different genetics. The only characteristic that all of them have is the Afghan Kush that came straight from the Kush Mountains in Afghanistan back in the early 80s. So you could take one of these marijuana buds and smoke it, and it will taste, smell, and act just like a wine.
This is done, Michaels explains, by digging deep into the biochemistry of the plants to manipulate the complex compounds called terpenes.
A terpene is a combination of chemicals that are volatile gases that are alcohol soluble. Some of them are water soluble. That's what gives things its smell and taste. Wine has high concentrates of myrcene that is also found in marijuana. We've used combinations of the different marijuanas that are high in certain terpenes to breed into a plant the characteristics of a wine.
Getting there, he says, involved many generations of trials and tests and confirming his own aesthetic senses with rigorous laboratory measurements.
It's important to do the lab studies on it, which tell me how close I am really getting to it. So it's not just my imagination or it's my taste or anything. It's actually provable. I might grow 100 different seeds of a Merlot. I would grow them out until they flowered. Then we would look at each and every one of them and take the characteristic of that and test it in a lab, and then we would find out exactly what fit that profile as close as we can get to it. And then we keep improving on that till it's 100%. And we're not adding anything. It's not a genetic thing. We're not splicing genes. This is just straight-up breeding.
Michaels, the owner of NorCal Seeds, plans to introduce his new strains at the Emerald Cup at the Santa Rosa Fairgrounds this weekend. He anticipates that they will be adapted into a variety of products.
Well, you would have the flowers themselves that can be smoked, and you also get the concentrates from it. So I can make the concentrates taste exactly like the wine, too. You've seen vaporizers. I can take those vaporizers and make them taste like Merlot or Cabernet just by using my flowers and concentrations. That's something that no one else has ever been able to do.
And although it may sound far-fetched, Michaels is even working on a process to use the flowers from his plants to make a beverage with the look, smell, taste, and even intoxicating effect of wine. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.